It's Friday, June 15th, AD 2018. This is The Worldview in 5 minutes, written by Jonathan Clark and heard at theworldview.com. I'm Adam McManus. Nepal has the fastest growing Christian population in the world in recent years. As the church ministered to orphans and rescued people from human trafficking, the government took notice and even granted religious freedoms. However, more recently, Hindu nationalists have pressured the government to restrict Christians. Pastors have received death threats, churches have been burned down, and Christian children have been threatened at schools. Despite Nepal passing anti-conversion bills to stifle Christian evangelism, Nepali believers are holding strong. Joe Handley of Asian Access said these Christians say, quote, "We're not going to stop. No matter what the government does, it won't stop the work of God, and we will continue to obey Christ's command to take the gospel to the ends of the nations and the ends of the earth," end quote. Galatians 6:9 says, "Let us not grow weary of doing good, for in due season we will reap, if we do not give up." In God's providence, Christian pastor Pierre Buena and his family were released recently after being kidnapped a week ago Sunday in Burkina Faso's northeastern province of Somme. This is the country's second kidnapping of a Christian family in the last month. The African nation is largely Muslim, and Islamic militants are known to be active in the area. Austria's Chancellor Sebastian Kurz announced a crackdown on quote-unquote political Islam this month. The country plans to shut down 7 mosques and potentially expel dozens of imams who are funded by foreign nations. Kurz stated, quote, "Parallel societies, political Islam, and tendencies toward radicalization have no place in our country," end quote. Last month, Ireland held a referendum to overturn their 8th Amendment, which protected the lives of unborn babies. Ireland's Prime Minister Leo Varadkar, a self-professed homosexual, said this week that Catholic hospitals will be required to kill unborn babies once new abortion legislation is complete. Varadkar said individuals, but not institutions, can opt out of abortions on conscience grounds. The U.S. Department of Justice announced a new initiative on Wednesday to protect churches from discrimination by local government zoning laws. The Place to Worship initiative comes as multiple churches have faced attacks through zoning laws. Just last week, Alliance Defending Freedom filed a lawsuit against the city of Monroe, North Carolina, over, quote, "an unconstitutional zoning code," end quote, that bars At the Cross Fellowship Baptist Church from meeting in its newly rented facility. Young people around the world are becoming more secularized compared with their elders, according to a Pew Research survey of 106 nations from data over the last decade. The study found that young adults in 41 mostly Christian countries were less likely than their elders to say they believe in God, especially in economically prosperous countries. Canada registered the most secularization with a 28 percentage point difference between younger and older individuals on religious affiliation. Jesus warned in Matthew 13:22, "He who received seed among the thorns is he who hears the word, and the cares of this world and the deceitfulness of riches choke the word, and he becomes unfruitful." Last week, Masterpiece cake shop owner Jack Phillips won his case before the Supreme Court to not bake a cake celebrating a homosexual wedding. Stay tuned for a Worldview special report on religious freedom following today's newscast. And finally, Fox News reports the 5 Mangum siblings from Pike County, Georgia, received a Guinness World Record Award on Sunday for, quote, "the highest combined age achieved by living siblings," end quote. The siblings have 490 years combined, Helen, 102, Rosalie, 101, Grace, 99, William, 96, and Virginia, 92. The Mangum siblings pointed to their Christian faith as the key to a long, happy life. Helen thanked God for his presence with her every day, saying she was grateful, quote, "every step of the way," end quote. 1 Peter 3 reminds us, "Whoever desires to love life and see good days, let him keep his tongue from evil. Let him seek peace and pursue it, For the eyes of the Lord are on the righteous, and his ears are open to their prayer. And that's the World View in 5 minutes. On this Friday, June 15th, in the year of our Lord, 2018, subscribe by iTunes or email to our unique Christian newscast at theworldview.com. I'm Adam McManus. Seize the day for Jesus Christ. Time now for a World View special report by Emily Swanson. I'm Adam McManus. After the Jack Phillips Masterpiece Cake Shop victory last week, the Worldview spoke to Bill Jack, one of the staunchest supporters of Phillips's case, about why this case was not just about religious liberty, but about liberty for all. Bill Jack was one of the heroes behind Phillips's case, as he took a cake order to another Denver area bakery that used Bible verses that condemned the sin of homosexuality. He was refused service, and he wanted to bring home the point that if these liberal bakers had the liberty to refuse him service, Phillips should be able to refuse service on the basis of not violating his conscience. Bill Jack said that he wanted the Colorado government to apply the anti-discrimination law equitably to both Jack Phillips and the bakery that refused him service.
I believe in liberty for all, not liberty for some. We don't have liberty for all. We have liberty for none. And this, what I saw was that there was a law, Anti-Discrimination Act, that was being applied by an unelected, appointed, not elected, commission. And they were applying that act and that law inequitably. They were only applying it against certain people. So I wanted to find out if the law was going to be applied equitably, which is why I approached several bakeries to see if they would put Bible verses on a cake, and if not, then if the commission would find that I had been discriminated against on the basis of my creed, Christianity, because Christianity is a protected class under the anti-discrimination laws.
Bill Jack said that if these laws are not applied, regardless of who the person is, they are not, quote, just laws, end quote.
If this law was going to be applied strictly, then everybody would start screaming that it was not a just law, but it was only being applied piecemeal. It was being used as a weapon against those people who had an objection to participating in an event that was a violation of their conscience.
Bill Jack said that Phillips was misrepresented as denying service to a same-sex couple, but that he was refusing to support an event that they were asking him to participate in by providing a cake.
It has been misrepresented that Jack Phillips refused or denied service to a same-sex couple. He did not. He did not deny them service. He said, I'll sell you anything in the shop. I just can't bake you a wedding cake because that is an iconic symbol of marriage. And he refused to participate in an event that was a violation of his conscience.
Bill Jack said just as the bakers he asked to bake him a cake had the right to deny him service, Phillips should have been given that same right.
Again, I believe those bakers that I approached have every right to deny me service for whatever reason they choose. They can deny me service on the basis of the color of my shirt. But, once again, if they're going to apply that particular law against Jack Phillips, then they better apply it equitably. Because justice has a blindfold on. The statue of justice has a blindfold on for a reason, and it does not recognize any distinction. And what we've got now is we've got special interest groups that are saying we want special treatment. That is not the way the law should be applied.
Bill Jack said that he was thankful for the decision of the justices for Phillips, but there was something concerning about it going all the way to the Supreme Court in the first place.
It was a very narrowly drawn decision. It should never have gotten to the Supreme Court, never should have gone through the court system at all. The legislature should have reined in the Colorado Civil Rights Commission long ago because they have exceeded their jurisdiction. And there was an attempt recently to add amendments to the Colorado Civil Rights Commission's charter, and that would have included trial by jury and transparency. And what's happened is that the Democrats in the State House have said, no, we don't want transparency. We want kangaroo court. We want to use this as a weapon specifically against Christians. And I find that reprehensible.
Bill Jack said this case was a crucial matter of conscience, not religious liberty.
It is a matter of freedom of conscience. I believe that if I approached an atheist who had an event center or event supply that he set up bleachers, and I was a Christian concert, and I said, hey, I'd like to contract with you to set up the bleachers at my Christian concert, and he said, no, I just don't want to. He should not be forced to do so.
Bill Jack said that now is the opportunity for Christians to press the issue of freedom of conscience.
I think we should press the issue. I think that legal associations who have taken up Jack's case and have won this should recognize this is merely a shot across the bow of the opposition. It has put the opposition into panic mode, and we should press the issue with the Baronel Stutzman case in Washington. This is not a one-and-done victory. It is a very narrowly drawn decision, but has encouraged our side. If it had gone against Jack Phillips, the other side would have used it as a sledgehammer against every case where Christians have said, I don't want to participate in an event that's a violation of my conscience.
Bill Jack remarked that the Church of Jesus Christ must be called out to stand for liberty and not hide under the desire for personal peace and affluence.
Churches need to rise up and say, we stand for liberty for all. The sad thing about this whole thing was that there was not a march on the state capitol by churches and pastors. What they did is they cowered in a corner and they said, oh, well, do what you want to business owners like Jack Phillips, but please give us as a church an exemption so that we don't have to be subject to those same anti-discrimination laws.
Bill Jack praised God for how he had used Jack Phillips for such a time as this.
He has done this with humility and integrity and honor, and he has done it with grace. He should be lauded. God chose him for such a time as this. Nobody else could have done this. I can't say enough about his character and his humility.
Bill Jack encouraged Christians to support Phillips by ordering cakes from his Denver area bakery and staying up to date on current cases that threaten our liberties. To support Jack's cake shop, you can go to his website at masterpiececakes.com. Or support him financially after all his losses through a special link in our transcript today. This has been a Worldview Special Report. I'm Adam McManus.